The following article was published in Great Health Guide in April 2017. Great Health Guide is a free monthly magazine for women and is available at www.greathealthguide.com.au. This article is entitled Helping Hyperactive and Busy Children and is written by Deb Hopper. Every child has a different base energy level, and this can be impacted from day to day depending upon how much sleep they had, what is happening at home or school, or even if their routine has been disrupted and if they are feeling anxious or worried about things. But some children are generally much busier at home and or school than other children, and when this starts to impact on what they need to do, it may start to be a concern for their learning or behaviour. Many children who are hyperactive and busy often don't understand what it feels like in their body to be calm, relaxed, or slow down. Here are 5 top tips for helping hyperactive and busy children. Number 1. Reflect back to children how busy you think they might be. Using words such as fast, slow, or just right might be helpful in children to understand that their bodies do change. Many children who might be labelled as hyperactive or fast often don't know what it feels like to be relaxed, slow, or chilled out. Number 2. Using a visual such as the Just Right Kids Technique model can be very helpful for teaching children about how hyperactive or fast they are going. This model shows... This model has been used successfully with many children to help them to understand the difference between when they are going fast, slow, or just right, as well as teasing out how they feel, their emotional side. Ask them how they are feeling. Get them to move the arrow to the right color or area for how they are feeling. This helps to connect and reinforce to them how they are feeling and makes their journey a little bit easier. This helps them to connect and reinforce to them how they are feeling and makes this learning quicker. If your child... Point number 3. If your child is struggling with being able to sit and concentrate and listen in class or for even homework, encourage them to be involved in some movement and resistant muscle activities. Number 3. If your child is struggling with being able to sit and concentrate and listen in class, encourage them to be involved in some movement and resistant muscle activities. Ideally, this would be before school or homework times. For example, some great activities include jumping on the trampoline, bouncing on a ball, and walking or riding to school. Number 4. To help ground a child before learning activities, try some muscle or resistance activities. Number 4. To help ground a child before learning activities, try some muscle or resistance activities. Resistant activities might include wall or floor push-ups, walking out over a ball, or pushing their hands together before starting work, or chair push-ups sitting in their seat. And finally, number 5. For busy and hyperactive children, using a combination of movement and muscle activities, for example body and sensory-based, and thinking cognitive strategies, such as the Just Right Kids Technique model, this gives them the most control over their thoughts. In addition, getting them to write a plan of attack, such as a list of what homework needs to be done, breaking it down into small sections for each day's homework that week, or creating a mind map helps them develop a plan, and it also engages their frontal lobe or their thinking part of the brain and engages them in goal-directed action that can help them to override the underlying hyperactivity or difficulty in concentration. So next time your child is struggling with concentration, get them to do the following. Number 1, stop. Number 2, think. how fast is my body going, and look at the model. Number three, think. What can I do to help my body get into the just right zone? Number four, think. What is the plan or the steps for the plan? And number five, okay, let's do it. For more Great Health Guide articles, go to www.greathealthguide.com.au. Deb Hopper is an occupational therapist, author, and workshop presenter, and may be contacted via her website www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. That's www.lifeskills4kids.com.au.